Yeah. Can you guess what we're doing? Can you guess? Let's use clues. This is Dora the Explorer. Can you guess what we're doing? Where are we headed? We're doing a podcast. And you know, it's kind of funny because God used so many people that crossed my path to tell me that I need to do this. That's how you know. That's how you know. That's how you know. Yeah, I had to get a sip of my tea. But oh my gosh. Welcome to Divine, a podcast that inspires you to accomplish your goals rooted in Christ. One day at a time. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And I am so grateful to be here. I can't even lie. And I can't even lie. Like, let's just get this out of the way. I have tried to start filming this, like, so many times. But we're going to get through it because the devil is a lie. Like, my father already told me what needs to be done. Move around. But this is also my first time, so y'all got to bear with me. Bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. But, yeah, before I even... Let me relax, y'all. Before I even get into the nitty-gritty, or even get to what we're going to talk about today, you know, I just want to thank God, you know? Honestly, me just being here doing this podcast is a testimony in itself. And I guess we can get into that later if y'all are interested in that. We're just going to see where this takes us. But God is good. God is good. Honestly, a year ago, if you would have told me I was going to be here holding the mic, doing a podcast, preaching to y'all. I would have told you you're crazy, like, for real. You're lying. Girl, get out of my face. Who sent you? Nah, but for real though, I don't know. The amount of people that God used to tell me that I should start a podcast is kind of scary. I'm just like, are y'all spying on me? Who sent you? Can't see that word. But who sent you, for real? Like, who, like, are you with the FBI? Move around. Please. You're scaring me. But that's how you know it's of God. When he uses people to tell you. It was to the point where I couldn't even deny it. Like, I was like, all right, God, this is definitely you. I heard you copy that. Copy that. But during, like, the process of me asking, like, all right, God, what do you want my first episode to be about? What do you want the first episode to be about? And, of course, he didn't tell me, like, straight up, that's not his style. He's too complex for that. Like, he's not about to. No. He basically showed me through my life in a way because of things I guess I need to work on. Because honestly, this is a way for me to help other people grow in their walk with God, and it's to help me grow. And I'm not even lying. The minute that it clicked that this is something I needed to do, I've been learning so much. Like, I feel like this is going to, I don't know if this is the right word, but like heighten my relationship with God. Like, it's gonna strengthen it like so much greater. And I'm excited to see where this takes me. So that's enough yipping and yapping. I guess we can get straight into it. All right, so let's talk about surrendering. God, that's not what I was gonna say, but God, yes, God, God, and God, he's good, but that's not what I meant to start with. So we're gonna be basing this off of 1 Corinthians, basically, and it's a few chapters in 1 Corinthians, and let me tell y'all something. 1 Corinthians ate me up. 1 Corinthians ate me completely up because, let me give y'all the background. So it's basically Paul writing a letter to the Corinthian church. And in the Corinthian church, they struggle with compromise, you know, kind of fully dedicating their life to God. They allowed their environment to kind of affect what they were doing or like their walk with God. Like they, when it came to God, they weren't really taking him serious like that. And so Paul had to write a letter to them and tell them to lock in. Lock in. It's not about you. Lock in. Anyways, I say all this to tell y'all, just to begin with, honestly, that God is looking for his people to step up. He's looking for people to step up to the plate so that his word can get out there, y'all. Like, this is a war. Like, it's not rainbows and ponies. And if you're a Christian, you know this walk with God is not rainbows and Skittles and gold and leprechauns. I don't know why I say leprechauns, but it's just not that. It's not that. But it's so worth it. I'm not trying to scare anybody who, but it's so worth it. But I'm telling y'all, it ate me up because you know how you have like the different, what's the word? Your different eras in your walk with God. Like, I know, like, in the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I love God. God's love is so great. It's like a big hug for me. And it's still like that in a lot of ways, like, definitely. But once that cute little part of the journey is gone and, like, the devil's like, oh, she's serious, he's going to start swinging. He going to start swinging out the gate. Like, and you have to swing back. Like, this is a war. And God is looking for people who are going to step up. Like, oh, the ADHD brain, y'all, for real. And then the second part of the era with God is, I feel like, this is my opinion, but it was like that for real. But when you like, all right, I got to lock in and I got to do what God has called me to do because it's serious out here. Like, I feel like this is how I feel right now, y'all. You know how like they in the movies and they running and they in war and they just like knocking people over with like stiff arming people and knocking people over. They got their armor on. That's how I'm feeling. Like I got the armor. I got them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what do I need to do? Like I'm Debo, but in a good way. Like, but I'm Debo to the devil. Like they like, ah, here she go again. Like, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm here to take all your stuff. I'm here to take all your stuff. But let's just get straight into it. Well, I mean, we kind of did, but let's get straight into it, y'all. Bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. But next. Surrendering is not only taking a step up, a step back, but it's also taking a step up. I feel like a lot of the times with surrendering, at least for me in the beginning, I looked at it as, okay, all right, God, I give it all to you. Let your will be done. And that's cool. But I feel like there's another aspect to surrendering where it's like, all right, God, I'm going to step up and I'm going to do my part in the kingdom of God. Because once you do allow God to, you make room for God to work in your life, there's some things you have to drop. And once you drop those things, something else has to come back and fill it up, which is kind of, you know, your purpose in God. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that we struggle with when we're living like a life of sin is kind of connected to our purpose. Like, for example, I'm going to get a little vulnerable. Growing up, I was quiet. I stayed to myself. I'm kind of still like this, but anything involving the background, babes, I got you. You want me to get in front of the camera? No, ma'am. No ham and no turkey. I'm not doing it. Public speaking? I'm not doing it. Who are you talking to? But I realized that that was a way that the devil was trying to stop me. Because I struggled with anxiety. That's something that God's delivered me from. But yeah. That's kind of a reason why I didn't want to be out in front of people. But I realized that the devil was trying to silence me. Because there's so much that I want to share with the world. There's so much that I want people to to know, you know, but I just didn't want to do it in that way. And we're going to get a little more into it, but that was pride. That was pride. I was like a type of pride. But anyways, like I said, it's taking a step up as well. And letting his will be done, because what you think is best for your life is probably not even best for your life for real. And we're going to get into it, because it all ties together, and I just don't want to give it all away all at once, you know? But next on the list, part of surrendering, I'm reading it out to y'all, and then we're going to get into it. But part of surrendering is accepting that you'll be wrong at times, and trusting that God will steer you in the right direction afterwards. All right, so boom. Miss Perfectionist herself right here in the cut. What's good? I feel like a lot of times with our walk with God, we want it so bad. Like, we want, like, deliverance so bad. We want to get to a certain place in our life so bad that we don't want to make any mistakes. And little do you know, that's where a lot of your lessons come from, for real. In your losses and the mistakes that you make. And that's the thing. With God, there's really no loss. If you're obedient, there's really no loss. You just learn, and you take it into the next season of your life. But we know, if you don't learn your lesson, you repeating that cycle, for real. You're gonna stay in that season. But telling you, that ADHD brain is nothing to play with. It's okay to be wrong, because God is going to steer you in that direction. But you got to know, it's important to be tapped in with the Holy Spirit. Because how do I want to say this? Because that's really a lot of where your direction comes from. So first, let's start off, because I have a verse connected to this statement right here. In 1 Corinthians, open your Bibles, amen, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 3 through 5. I'm going to have it up here too, because I'm a visual learner, so I'm already knowing. So let's just read it out. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling, and my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would not trust in human wisdom, but in the power of God. All right, so boom, this is Paul, and he's talking to the Corinthian church, like we talked about. And he's talking about how he said he was in weakness, timid, and trembling. He was still putting out the gospel. He was still, he was still in his purpose. So how do I say this? Okay, yeah. So like Paul's saying, he's probably not performing at his best ability. Like he said, he came to you weakness, timid, and trembling. And the message that he was saying probably wasn't in the most eloquent way. Like, it probably wasn't in the most perfect way. But he, because of his heart stance, he had a heart for God. He wasn't so focused on trying to be perfect. He was just focused on making sure that the word got out. And because he was tapped in with the Holy Spirit, and he made room for the Holy Spirit, he was able to operate. He was able to get the message across. Because honestly, if you try to control the situation and you try to be perfect, it's probably not even going to reach people like you needed to. And that's a lot of times in life, we're just like, God, like, why didn't this work out? Why is this not working out how I planned it? Because you were trying to do it in your own strength. You were trying to control the situation. And that's not even what God had for you. This is not what he intended for you to be doing. That's why you have to be tapped in with the Holy Spirit so he can reveal to you what it is that you need to be doing in your life at this moment. And I don't know if I read 5, but I'm going to read it again. It said, I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Yeah, I did say that. But hey, ain't nothing wrong with repeating a little word. You feel me? But yeah. So you will not trust in human wisdom, but in the power of God. Yeah. I think basically, like I was saying, a lot of the times we're scared for God to take control because we're scared of where it may take us. Because we feel like we're not ready. But just know that no matter what you do, God is going to pick you back up. He's not going to let you fail. He's not going to let you fail. He wants what's best for you. He wants you to prosper. So just know that even in the mistakes, he's going to pick you right back up. You're going to learn your lesson and you need to move forward. Do not focus on trying to be perfect because then you really just doing it in your own strength. Because God already knows we're not perfect. So that's why he makes up for what we're weak in. And honestly, that's when God is able to just move abundantly. That makes for more room. Because imagine this, I'm imagining like a meter, right? And say you're like this much, you're weak. Like you have this much to make up for. This is what God needs to make up for. He's literally filling up this whole space. That gives him more room to do something greater beyond what you could imagine. Put it in his hands, y'all. Stop trying to do it in your own strength because you're going to be miserable. You're going to be stressed out. Crying and thrown up. All right, moving along. For real. All right, so in order to be used by God, you have to surrender. You know, it all ties together. But honestly, it's no pride. You got to put your pride to the side when it comes to surrendering to God. Honestly, when it comes to walking with God, you have to put your pride to the side. Because honestly, I knew I needed to do, I was called to more. I knew God wanted to call me to more, but I was, at one point in my life, I was so focused on the opinions of other people, and you just can't do that. You know, I was, oh my God, like, what are people gonna think of me? Girl, souls on the line. Like, that's what gets me back in line. Souls on the line. Get back into your purpose, book. You have souls connected to your purpose. And you know, did y'all know that? You have souls connected to your purpose. Like, this is not even about us. I feel like those teachers that had the mugs and they come to help you with your homework. Oh, I hope y'all can hear me. But it's like the teachers, when they come to help you with your homework and they come with like the coffee breath and all you can focus on is their coffee breath. Yeah. That's some good tea. But that's neither here nor there. You can't have pride when it comes to surrendering to God. Because if you focus on what other people are saying about you, you're being obedient to what their standards are instead of what God is telling you to do. When he has your whole plan, your whole story mapped out. He knows what he wants to do with you. So why would you not listen to the source? Anyways. And honestly, a lot of the times with pride, it's so tricky at times. It can be tricky at times. It could be things that are just ingrained in you that you don't even realize is rooted in pride. And honestly, when it comes to surrendering that, if you have no idea how to deal with stuff like that, like things that are connecting you still to your past, You just need to ask God, okay, God, what is it that is hindering me from getting to where I need to go? And that kind of ties back into Paul. It was his heart stance. His heart stance is what allowed him to be able to be used by the Holy Spirit. Not his big words, not his background, not your education. And that's good. This is stuff that God wants us to attain, you know, it because it's a way for us to give glory to him. But you have to understand that that's not even what it's about, because all this stuff here on earth is just resources to lead us to the source. That's all it is. So what was I saying? Bear with me, y'all. Yeah, surrendering to God. My goodness. Thank God for editing. Am I right? With God, you have to surrender. Yes. With God, it's you have to be able to go to him and have no pride and be like, all right, straight up, God, this is what I'm struggling with and I need you to help me with it. Even if you, because sometimes things are so complex that you don't even know what's wrong with your heart. It's just like, all right, God, I'm messed up and I need you to reveal it to me. I need you to help me fix it. And he's going to reveal to you what it is that you need to work on. And baby, it's going to hurt, but it's going to be so essential to your healing. And let me tell y'all, what's they say? Like the prayers that God answers expeditiously. I mean, like expedited shipping is the one where you ask to, okay, God, if they're not supposed to be in my life, cut them off. Oh, babes. He will answer that one, babes. Hey, like no time. And the other one is, Lord God, please reveal to me what it is in my heart that is hindering me from, you know, reaping my blessings. He gonna answer that too. And you're gonna see. But it's for the best. But put your pride to the side, Buki. It's not gonna do nothing for you. And like I said, God doesn't call us to be perfect. Paul wasn't perfect. He's sitting over here timid, weak, and trembling. But because he made room for the Holy Spirit in his weakness and he was honest, you got to realize he was honest. He told you straight up, weak, timid, and I was trembling. He was shaking in his boots, y'all, like a chihuahua. But because he made room for the Lord and because his heart was in the right place, God was able to intervene. If you trying to gain control of the situation, you trying to hold on to the steering wheel, how is God going to be able to help steer you in the right direction when you got a tight grip on that wheel? I mean, you're not letting it go. You're not letting it go. How is he going to be able to move in your life? All right, next. Do not make it about you. Not making it about you. And we kind of touched on this just a wee bit. You can't surrender to God while also doing things of your own benefit, which could be like catering to your flesh, like things of your past life that you won't let go because you're using it to cope with things that you struggle with. When you need to be relying on the Holy Spirit to help you with that. Just things of that nature. It's not about us. It's really not about us. Like it's kind of like the pride, like just not being selfish. You can't be selfish. But of course, when you do have the Holy Spirit, it kind of helps you see life from a different perspective. Like you're not as selfish when it comes to things, because honestly, when you're walking with God, like you can't be selfish because you're giving your will to God. Like you're giving your life to God. You're like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And sometimes when you're obedient to God, you got to do some stuff where you like, you want me to do what? All right. In your will, Lord. Like, for real. Sometimes you're not going to want to do it straight up. But you got to do it. It's for your benefit because you can't go off of emotion. You really can't. You got to be obedient to the Lord. And you got to see, Paul was, he was doing this scared. And sometimes you got to do it scared, baby. He was trembling, but his heart was devoted to God, and God was able to use him. I mean, look at this. I'm doing a podcast on what he wrote, the letter that he wrote. And millions of people have read this passage and probably have been, probably they was blessed. I'm telling you, they was probably blessed. Anyways, next, because I'm chattering. I'm a little chatterbox, but somebody to say that I'm not in person of many words. I'm chattering, but let me tell y'all, God, every time somebody be like, but Deborah, like you used to be, yeah, God, yeah. It's interesting. It's funny how that works, right? Yeah. Yeah. If you have any more questions, just you can speak to my secretary. Anyways, that wasn't funny. But next, knowing that what you surrender to God, the plans may not go how you want it to go. For real. It's period. Let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna be honest, because I keep it a honey bun. I don't like all that fluffing, all that. I'm gonna tell you straight up how it is, because I feel like if you try to sugarcoat stuff, it just leaves room for just misinterpretation. Like, I'm about to tell you straight up. Hold on. My foot kind of fell asleep. I ain't lying. But, yeah. Your plan's not going to go how I want. Like, most of the time in your walk with God, what you thought, you thought you ate, huh? With that plan, you thought you was doing. No, God has other plans, for real. God has other plans. And even if you think you know what God wants you to do, like you have an idea, which is great, God has something so much greater planned for you. Like what you're thinking, God's plan, make that times 50. Probably even more than that. But God wants to use you in so many ways. And in order for him to use you in those great ways, you have to surrender. You have to give up what it is that is hindering that. Whether it be you just being in your own way by thinking one way of where you should be going, or whether it be like things of your past that you know you shouldn't be doing, that you need a nip in the bud. Go ahead, nip that in the bud, folks. Go ahead. Go ahead, because it ain't doing nothing but hindering you, babes. It ain't doing nothing but hindering. You might as well cut that junk off right now to where it hurts now and it benefits you later. Or you want it to feel good now and it come bite you in the butt later. Which one you want? I'm going to let you choose door one or door two. I go with door one. I don't know about y'all. It's one for a reason. You know, number one. But yeah. Oh, I got a scripture for that. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. I'm gonna have it up here too, though. So that's cool. All right. So boom. Hold on. Yeah. Basically, like I was saying, it's just affirming it. It says, When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, going back to being tapped in with the Holy Spirit. Because if you try to do it based on what you believe is best, like, for example, everything kind of like he was doing right here. Had he gone based off of what he thought was best, I don't even think this letter would have ate the way it did. You know? That's all I really got to say about that, because I feel like I've explained it a little bit more earlier. I feel like this verse just kind of affirms everything that I said. Because you need the Holy Spirit to explain the spiritual truths. Like, he needs to be dwelling within you. Y'all got to be locked in for real. So that you're better able to understand what the Bible is trying to tell you. Because if you try to read the Bible, even just reading and studying the Bible and trying to do that in your own strength, and you not asking God for clarity on some things. Because I feel like it's so easily for the Bible to be misinterpreted. Like, sometimes things that you teach can't go to, like, new believers who are just getting into the Word, because they're going to take it a whole nother way. Like, the Bible's so complex, and it's just so many things you kind of need to know before you get into a whole nother thing of the Bible, because then it could really throw you off. That's why when I see, like, those people, what is it? At my school, they outside, I mean, cutting up. Like, you cannot, what's the word? You can't minister to people and tear them down at the same time, especially when they don't truly know who God is. Like, I'm not lying. When I grew up in church my whole life, and I did not truly know God until I seeked him for myself, which is, how old am I? 21. I was about 20 when I first came to know Christ. Like, I was like, God, this you? Hey, I knew he was great. But when you fully tap into the Holy Spirit and you see what God is really about, who God is really about, babes, oh my gosh, like, God is great, like, beyond what we can imagine. And you're going to spend your whole life just uncovering the mysteries of God. And I think that's just so exciting. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get back into it. Storage. My storage. For real. But just trusting that his plans are better, y'all. I know you want to make it far. I know you want to go to certain places. I know. I get you. I understand. And God wants that for you too. But you got to surrender first. You got to surrender first. You can't go off of your voice. There's three voices, first of all. You have your voice, the spirit, the voice of your spirit. You have the devil, and you have the Holy Spirit. And if you're not tapped into the Holy Spirit, excuse me, you're likely to go off of what the devil is trying to tell you, and what you're trying to tell yourself is what's best. And if you're not tapped into the Holy Spirit, babes, your thoughts are kind of based off of what the devil is trying to whisper in your ear. So that's why it's important to be tapped in with the Holy Spirit, so that his voice is louder. It's louder than what the devil is trying to say. And your the voice of your spirit is definitely important. But it needs to be tapped in with God. It needs to be tapped in with the Holy Spirit. And you need to combat your thoughts with the truth, which is the Bible. And you need to be in your prayer closet, or you need to be praying to God, you know? Never go off of just what you think. Because, babes, we're not perfect, and we can be crazy at times. That's why you just go to God for those things. Especially with surrendering, just go to him. Go to him. Be real with him. Because honestly, don't run from him. Run to him. Because if you run from him, you're gonna hit a dead end. And you're going to have to turn right back to where you came from. And you're going to have to go to him anyway. You might as well save yourself the time and go to God. Honestly. All right, let's move along. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I get kind of buck. I get kind of are when it comes to talking about my father. Like, I don't play when it comes about my father. I don't know what y'all want me to do. I'm gonna tell you how it is. Like, I love y'all. All right, get some tea. I need to hurry up though. You know that time and the tea when it. Anyways, starting to cool down. All right, boom. Okay, another aspect that I find that is important to surrendering, or honestly that God revealed to me, is just staying in the present. It's so important it's so important to stay in the present, because God does not want us to be harking on what's down the line. Like, I get it. Like, God, what's my plan? Like, what do you have in store for me down the line? Like, you want to make it. You want to do these things. You have these dreams. You have these aspirations. I get it. But God does not want us to focus on all that once. Because honestly, our brains can't even wrap around all that. Like, our brains cannot wrap around everything of that nature all at once. It's overwhelming. You're going to be miserable trying to think on everything that you need to do so far down the line. You need to focus on what God is telling you to do right now in this moment. You need to be tapped in with the Holy Spirit to see what He's telling you to do in this moment, so you can focus on that. You can put your energy towards that instead of spreading yourself thin in all these different directions of what things you need to be doing, because then you're not even going to be able to perform at your best ability. Matter of fact, let me read. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." ESV version. But yeah, don't be anxious about tomorrow. Worry about today. Stay in the present today. What do they say? You're not going to be with this version of yourself ever again. So it's important to bask in that and to just enjoy it while you can, because you're not going to be in this position ever, and you're not going to be able to experience this ever again. And I feel like you need to be able to find the beauty in the season that you're in right now, because I don't know, there's some benefits to where you're at right now, that there's things in your life that you're doing right now that you're not going to be able to do later on in life. Like, right now. Well, y'all, that is the end of episode one, and I pray that it was a blessing to you guys. I think I'm going to do a part two on surrendering, because there's so much more that I want to talk about. But I have so much more in store for y'all. So y'all stay tuned. Stay tuned. And I love you guys. And I hope you guys have a great day. Love and blessings, Bookies. Peace.